This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The broadcast today is the first program in a series of three on Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire are what early man thought were the three basic elements. They are things common to all of us, no matter where we live. Also, as a side note, there is a popular musical group called Earth, Wind, and Fire. I am borrowing on this phrase to do the first in a series of three programs based on these three words. So, this week, we do begin with the earth. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You can find out more about us at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. The basic questions people have always asked are, where do we come from? Why are we here? What is our purpose or goal in life? Does life have any real meaning, ultimately? Only Christianity has satisfactory answers to all these questions. We come from God, called Yahweh in strict translation Bible versions. We are here to honor and glorify God with our lives. Our purpose is to allow the Holy Spirit of God to regenerate our corrupt, sinful soul to allow us to become born again, saved, and made acceptable to God in heaven, which is the eternal home of all true Christians. Life has real meaning because we know who we are and why we are here and where we are going, ultimately. I will begin with the basics. The Lord owns the earth and all it contains, the world and all who live in it. That is found in Psalm 24:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. The earth was purposely, intentionally, and specially created by God for His glory and pleasure. A well-known church song for many years is called Thou Art Worthy. Here are some of the words of that song. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy to receive glory, glory, and honor and power. For Thou hast created, hast all things created, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Now this song is based on Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, which says, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, since you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. Our planet did not result from a cosmic accident or collision in the universe. Our planet did not just happen to exist. The earth is here, and we too exist for one reason. It was the will of God. God wanted to make the earth and to put human beings on it to fulfill His eternal plan. We are only told a portion of that plan in the Bible, as the plan relates to us and to our salvation in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died the death of a criminal about 2,000 years ago, so that people could have the opportunity to have their sins forgiven as they believe and trust in the saving power of Jesus Christ. However wonderful the earth is, the people living on it, all of us, have a sin problem, and God, known by His personal name Yahweh, described in Genesis chapter 6 what happened because of our evil. Then Yahweh saw that the evil of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And Yahweh regretted that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart. Now the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. Colossians chapter 1 in the New Testament, verses 13 through 22, expands on the Genesis account, showing the role Jesus Christ played in creation. For God has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through Him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. Jesus made the things we can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through Him and for Him. He existed before anything else, and Jesus Christ holds all creation together. He is the controlling cohesive force of the universe. Christ is also the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything, for God in all His fullness was pleased to live in Christ. And through Him, God reconciled everything to Himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of the blood of Christ on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Matthew 6:19, "Do not accumulate for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and devouring insect destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." Matthew 24:14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole inhabited earth as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." Matthew 24:30, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man arriving on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away." Acts 1:8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the farthest parts of the earth." Acts 13:47, "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have appointed you to be a light for the Gentiles, to bring salvation to the ends of the earth." Acts 14:15, "Men, why are you doing these things? We too are men, with human natures just like you. We are proclaiming the good news to you so that you would turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them." Ephesians 1:9-11, "God has now revealed to us His mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill His good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for He chose us in advance, and He makes everything work out according to His plan." Philippians 2:9-11, "Therefore God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Colossians 3:1-3, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at the right hand of God. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you have died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 18. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. First, the believers who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. So encourage each other with these words. Revelation 21, 1-3, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, Look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. Now, the main thing you need to know about the earth is how best to leave the earth when you die or when Jesus returns to the earth. You must have sure and sound faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation. Otherwise, you will have all eternity to regret this immense oversight as you suffer in hell. I love all of you. Honestly, I do. I do not want to have any of you spend one second of time in hell, let alone all eternity. Give up your pride of education, class, family, background, or whatever is holding you back from making this commitment to Jesus Christ. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to the Balkans on FM local area radio. Our newest area is transmitting by both digital and analog types of shortwave radio to Australia and Northern Europe. Listen to us online at visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 10:17-18. So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. But I ask, have the people of Israel actually heard the message? Yes, they have. The message has gone throughout the earth, and the words to all the world.